With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening sanctions against Russia, but says European countries must join in. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Addressing the United Nations, the president said he's prepared to impose powerful tariffs if Russia doesn't end its war in Ukraine.
For those tariffs to be effective, European nations would have to join us in adopting the exact same measures.
And he said EU nations must stop buying Russian energy.
They can't be doing what they're doing. They're buying oil and gas from Russia while they're fighting Russia.
He argued they're funding the war against themselves. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A special election in Arizona on Tuesday is expected to deliver the decisive signature for a push for a vote to release the Jeffrey Epstein case files. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The race in Arizona's 7th Congressional District will determine who will fill the seat vacated by the late Democrat Representative Raul Grijalva, who died from cancer in March. Grijalva's daughter, Adelita Grijalva, is looking to follow in her father's footsteps. She's heavily favored against Republican Danielle Gutierrez, who ran for the seat against the elder Grijalva in 2024. A discharge petition needs 218 House members to sign on to force leadership to hold a vote to release the Epstein files. Both Grijalva and Gutierrez told the Arizona Daily Star last week they were committed to signing the Epstein petition if elected. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ryan Ruth has been found guilty of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump at a Florida golf course last year. After the verdict on Tuesday, Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen but was quickly restrained by officers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 88 points, the Nasdaq dropping 215, the S&P lower by 36. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham says Charlie Kirk's assassin failed. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist tells the Christian Post that if the killer hoped to end Kirk's activism and ministry, his hopes have been dashed. The assassination has sparked national outrage, which has seen some people turn to Christ, and a surge in chapters of Kirk's Turning Point USA. Graham says, quote, "I hope this is going to raise up an army of young people who will take a stand for Jesus Christ, who are not afraid to speak out the truth." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been nearly 2 years since Hamas's 2023 attack on Israel, and still anti-Semitism shows no sign of abating at American colleges and universities. School officials have responded in various ways to Jewish students' reports of harassment and discrimination. Meanwhile, the Trump administration launched a task force to combat anti-Semitism at 10 universities. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock slipped as Wall Street took a moment following a relentless rally. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The Dow dipped 0.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite sank 0.9%. It's a breather for the indexes, which all set their latest all-time highs on Monday. After surging from a bottom in April, the broad U.S. stock market is facing criticism that it's shot too high, too fast, and become too expensive. Even the head of the Federal Reserve said on Tuesday that stock prices broadly look fairly highly valued. NVIDIA was the heaviest weight on the market today. The Dow was down 88 points to close at 46,292. The Nasdaq lost 215 to 22,573. The S&P 500 dropped 36 to 6656. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.